I update my pictures every minute. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. I update my pictures every moment. It's so easy to have boxes of pictures and scrapbooks of pictures and PCs and Macs loaded with pictures. Pictures that we take. I have on my Mac 5,000 pictures. What a silly thing. Are those pictures current? Are those pictures interesting? Are those pictures that are of any interest? Why is it that I don't delete the pictures that are of no longer any interest? Delete the pictures that have served their purpose and are no longer up to date. I don't do it because it's a bother. To delete all those pictures would mean that I would have to be aware of each picture and select each picture and say, delete, delete, delete. Or I could just delete the whole shebang and start over from scratch. And would I miss anything? Well, really, I probably wouldn't. I probably wouldn't miss anything because I'm always out getting new pictures. And new pictures are what I really want to get all the time. I want to update my pictures every minute. Now, if I think of my son, and I remember the pictures of him as a little boy, and those pictures come through my mind, and they're wonderful. Now, I have to let him grow up. I have to let him become an adult. I have to let him become a man. Now, he was born back in 53. Now, that's a long time ago. And he's done a lot of living in that time. And if I were to think of him as my little boy who rode around on my motor scooter with me as I was going around writing stories about farms and ranches in the San Joaquin Valley, that would be a long time ago. That would be many, many years ago, and he would be a very small boy, and he's not like he is today. Today he is a fully developed, exquisite man doing most amazing and most outstanding things. I have to update my pictures every minute. A friend said to me, "Well, what does your son look like?" And I pull out a baby picture of him. My friend would say, "My goodness sakes, get up to date." He certainly has changed some since then. And oh yes, he has changed. But I don't get my pictures up to date. Now, the pictures in my mind and the pictures in my photograph album are pretty much in comparison. And when I think of the pictures in my photograph album, and I think, those are years ago. Those should be disposed of a long time ago. What difference does it make what I looked like when I was a teenager? What I looked like when I was a young married person? What I looked like at various times? What difference does it make of my friends at various times of life? What makes a difference is what they are now, how I live in the now. Oh my goodness, if I could really have the courage to just wipe out my computer pile of pictures and just be gone with them and think nothing more of them and let them go, what would happen to me? What would happen to these pictures? Would they be wonderful? Would they be beautiful? Would they be pictures that I would be thinking about now? Would they be pictures that I am interested in now? Are they pictures that are going to do something for me now? Where am I on this scope of pictures that are no longer current, that are no longer very interesting in my life? It takes a lot of courage to dispose of things. I was thinking of a box of papers that I set aside I was going to read another time, I was going to look at another time. I'm not going to look at them another time. I've got too many fresh new things that come up, too many fresh and wonderful things that are coming into my world that are too wonderful and too fantastic for me to go back and read all those other things. And, oh yes, that's fascinating. Some people like to go into history. Some people like to go into the past. Some people like to go into yesterday, and they like to think about yesterday's programs, and they like to think about things that happened years ago. But is that where I want to go? Is that what I want to do? Do I want to live in the past? Oh, historians and people who work in that area think that that's very wonderful. But just generally speaking, do I want to live in the past? Do I want to live in yesterday? Do I want to live in the picture of me 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago? The picture of my family 10, 20, 30 years ago? The picture of my world? Everything is coming up roses. It's so beautiful. It's so new. It's so wonderful. I should really wake up and smell the roses. I should really get up to date in my pictures every moment. I call my son on the phone. And I live in Campo, California, and he lives in Santa Margarita. That's up near San Luis Obispo. And that's a good 600 miles away. And as I lift up the phone to talk to my son, I say, "Well, Mark, how are you today? How are things going? What's new?" I don't say to him, "Well, Mark, what's old? What things have you been working up from the past? What have you been trying to dig up and dredge up from your past? What have you been trying to do? Send me some pictures of the things you used to be working on, the things that are of your past." I don't do that. I say, "Well, Mark, send me a current picture of you. I haven't seen you for a while. I don't get to visit you as often as I like to. And send me a current picture." And so he sends me a current picture. But what do? I keep the old one too. Nope. I'm putting a new cause in motion. I'm getting rid of those old pictures. I'm getting rid of all the things of the past, and I'm living in the now. I'm living so beautifully in the now. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. My ideal spirit, mind, and body is not my past. It's not my childhood. It's not me as a youngster or me as a young man or when I was in better health or worse health or whatever. It's me right now. And it's me right now living in my ideal self. I'm whole and perfect. I'm fantastic. I'm wonderful. I'm magnificent. And my goodness, it takes guts. It takes guts to throw out the past. It takes guts to say, "Well, that's important." To whom? As soon as you die, people are going to take the boxes of your goodies and they're going to dump them in the trash where they should have been dumped a long time ago because they're no longer current. Grandpa's not here anymore. Mother's not here anymore. Those things are the past. Those things are gone. And if you have a child and that child moves on, you take the child's pictures and you throw them away and you have a memory in your heart of the child of love and joy. But you get rid of those pictures. You don't worship that which is no longer current, that which is no longer now. Yes, that's a big job and something quite important and something very demanding for us to do. But if you have the strength, and if I have the strength, I update my pictures every moment. I go through my boxes of goodies and I throw them away. I go through all the, you might need them for reference. If I need them for reference, then I got the wrong references. For now is the thing. Well, you want to know about your experiences, about your war experiences, that's a time past. I'm living in the now. I'm living in the new experience of all the magic and the wonder which is today. Yes, living in the magic and wonder of today is very demanding. But do I have the courage? Do I have the strength to update my pictures every moment, to live in the now, to let the past be gone and live now, the beautiful, wonderful, fantastic now? I can, you know. I can and I will. And I have. Okay, computer, be ready for a clean sweep. I love you. I love you. I love you.